Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Mindful Monday. Thank you for tuning in, global listeners. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are tuned in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And I have a surprise caller, Cousin Linda. I see it's on with us. Yay. Thank you to those that called in yesterday. Thank you to Pastor Dunn, Jr., CEO. Thank you so much to Bring It Boy, who was in the chat room, and his wife called in also, who also is a podcaster. So thank you all for calling in. We had an awesome time on yesterday, Suzette Live Talk. So remember to check out her podcast on each Wednesday on Springer.com. I have a podcast on Springer, too, which is on hiatus. And she said she's formerly of BTR. So thank you. Thank you to everyone that tuned in yesterday as we discussed hot topics and remedies. And one of Cousin Linda's favorite topics was the caller with the chatter was talking about it, and his wife, how the government watches us. And it's important for us to band together and be vocal on what's important to us. But today is Mindful Monday, and we will be discussing popular ways to manage our weight. Proper ways to manage our weight, but must also open like we did on yesterday with a moment of silence for world peace, praying for what's going on in Israel and with the Hamas war, praying. Unbelievable. I won't say unbelievable, but the scientists did a great deed of getting some of our Americans and their families home. So that was very good deed to do to get, because no one was helping many Americans, and they were little babies. So, wow. Like Cousin Linda say, you know, you give people their due where it's due. So, I'm sure the American families and the loved ones waiting for them didn't care how they got home, as long as they got home. So that was a very good deed to do, to charter a plane to go get the Americans and their children, look, and whoever else, because if I was over there, I don't care if I'm American or not, I would try to get a ride out of there. So we are continuing to pray, and let's take a moment of silence. Also, I want to share some information, too, that Bethany Frankel, and you know we spell our names differently, Bethany Frankel is doing an awesome thing, also doing her best. And remember to go to CNN's website, because I shared that information on yesterday, where they are collecting funds and distributing it between Israel and Gaza. So check them out, because you want to know where your money, that your money's going to help with food, help with fuel, help getting them into safe places. So Bethany Frankel, go to her Instagram page, and then also I'll share some information also. But go to her Instagram, because she is doing great things, getting needed supplies to Egypt so it can be distributed to the Palestinian refugees. So thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It is Mindful Monday, and just so glad you could join us. Thank you. 11 seconds, less than 1 minute. Charisma Z, my longtime social media friend, based in Istanbul, Turkey. So a big shout out to all listeners right here in Mississippi and Texas, all around the U.S. Still, it remains our top eight listeners are U.S., Turkey, Finland, Canada, Bangladesh, Brazil. Big shout out to Brazil. Oh, hey, Brazil. Now, Salt Bae is opening a restaurant in Brazil. He's opening restaurants all around the world. Big shout out to Romania and China and everyone around the world. Let's continue to lift each other up and pray, and let's take a moment of silence right now for everything that's on your heart, either personally and praying for the Israel and Hamas situation, war. I pray a miracle will happen. It's there are so many things going on, but we definitely have to focus and pray for a resolution, an end to happen. And there's other things happening in the world where other areas. I discussed some of the areas yesterday. You know, terrorism is occurring, so we must pray for miracles to happen, and all this violence here in the States and all around the world to stop and to cease. For us to love can win, and you know, I know I look at the glass half full, but it's I do believe. So let's take a moment of silence and open Cousin Linda's mic and talk about hot topics and ways to manage our weight during the holiday season. And, you know, from popular diet to any tip. And I know some people like to make that appointment and get on Ozempic and other medications also to lose weight. But, you know, here on Mindful Money, we try to talk, you know, we'll talk about what's best and mindfully best for all of us in taking care of ourselves. And that's just, you know, whatever your body type is, it's important for us to manage and eat healthy, because we cannot pass judgment on anybody because of a certain size a person is, that they're not healthy, because, I mean, we all are in danger of not being healthy. So it's important for us to keep our immune systems built up and to manage whatever weight is best for us, you know, whatever weight is best for us and whatever our doctors recommend us, also number one. So let's take a moment of silence and get started. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for blessing us. Thank you, God, guide us during this conversation today, during Mindful Money, dear Lord. We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, listeners of all faiths that tune in and support us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hello, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
Yes. Happy Mindful Monday. How are you doing?
Thank you. Happy Mindful Monday to everyone. I'm doing fine.
Any thoughts on any hot topics? Oh, we must. When I was ending the show yesterday, I had the TV down and I could only see Suzanne Somers' face. So I didn't know. I was just sending prayers because I didn't know the news, but then I soon found out. So we must send prayers and condolences to Suzanne Somers' husband and children. And I've loved her since the 70s. So to fellow fans, or are you a fan or a supporter of her work, Cousin Linda?
I like Suzanne Somers. I thought she was really cute and she was funny on Three's Company. I wasn't familiar with that second show that they were talking about. And I support her, supported her asking to be compensated in pay as much
yes.
as John Ritter was making. Maybe not as much as he, because I never really heard of Suzanne Somers or Joyce DeWitt or whatever. But I don't think that she was treated fairly, because from what I'm told, and back then, because I watched the premiere episode, she pretty much did bring in the ratings.
She sure did. And as a little girl, I think out of all the roommates from between she and Joyce DeWitt character, you know, most of us do relate to a character. As a little girl, her character was a character that I related to. And I thought it was awesome. I think I might have been like 8 years old. And when she stood up about pay, I'm like, well, she's not that dizzy after all, even though that was her character. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been my first time seeing a woman in any industry openly speak up about pay as a little girl. So that really caught my attention.
Yeah, mine too. I don't know why people in power have a problem with compensating people. You know, who knows how many more ratings they would have gotten had they paid her accordingly and would have made more money for the network. But it's just something about people who have power and control. They don't seem to always want to do the right thing.
Right. Because they definitely had the whole entire cast definitely had a great chemistry, and when her replacement, I still watched it when the replacement, I don't even know her name, came in. But you're right, their ratings went down. You know, if we were looking at it, the ratings went down because that chemistry wasn't even there. But they had a chemistry, like I don't know if they knew each other or not before the show, but they had a chemistry like they honestly had been like best friends their entire lives.
Yeah, even Larry fit in. Jack Tripper's friend, even he made the show funny.
Right.
They always had kind of shenanigans going on, and it was just a cute show, even though when you look at it now, compared to the stuff we see on TV now, you know, that show, Three's Company, was thought to be too risque for television at the time, and they didn't want to show it in prime time, you know, talking about a man, single man living with single women, and they were roommates. I don't know where the critics came from with the criticism. It's not like they were sleeping with each other. They were just roommates, and which made a lot of sense to me, because you have people who, for financial reasons, need to have roommates, and if they couldn't get anybody but Jack, okay. And he was not really interested in them. He was interested in other girls, and they weren't interested in him, you know, a romantic interest. I never did understand the criticism myself. It didn't make any sense.
Right, because obviously it was strictly platonic, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, three singles and just enjoying life.
Right.
And you're right. It was Mr. Roper, right? It was Mr. Roper. Was Mr. Roper the landlord?
Yeah, Mr. Roper. Don Knotts took the first Mr. Roper's place.
Hilarious too. He was funny. I remember both. So Don Knotts was the second. Okay. And the landlord, you mentioned the neighbor, I mean, that's the guy with the thick mustache, right?
You mean Larry?
Larry, yes.
Who? Yeah.
Didn't he have a mustache?
I remember he had dark hair. I don't remember a mustache.
Right. You're going to have me watching. Yeah. And didn't they have a plumber, too, like Good Time, Mr. Buck Booker? Didn't they have, like, the maintenance guy?
It so long since I watched that show. I don't remember
right.
a plumber that could have been.
By you bringing up the support actors, because that's what I was talking about, the chemistry with all the support actors, too. But now you have me wanting to pull up. I'm going to Google and go to YouTube. I'm surprised Three's Company is not on our favorite old school channels like MeTV and GetTV. I'm surprised.
I don't have Get. I don't have Get, but I have FE, Family Entertainment TV.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen any Three's Company reruns either. I don't know if whoever owns the series just doesn't want to put them in syndication. It might not be profitable. I don't know. And then it may be shown in some other markets.
Wow. Wow. But yeah, I knew she and her husband were billionaires, but I knew they represented many brands, but 500 plus brands. Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably did her a favor by not giving her enough money so she could go on and venture out and make even more money.
Uh-huh. So she and Jane Fonda, they ruled the 80s and the 90s when it comes to fitness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Denise Austin is still doing it.
She's still
doing it. It looks terrific. Yes.
Oh, good.
And yeah, so wow. Wow. This is amazing. So we're praying for Mary Lou Retner, too, right? And she lives in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does she live in Dallas?
I don't know. I just remember her as the little toothy 16-year-old who was racking up gold medals left and right. She was really a good gymnast.
Right. I remember that, mm-hmm. too. And then when she was on Dancing with the Stars, she was. I was glad to see her when she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you watched Dancing with the Stars. Mom and I were fans of Dancing with the Stars. I still watch it some.
No, I never did get into that. But back on Mary Lou Retton, I remember when she was, I think, 16, and she had won some gold medals, and she was on Johnny Carson. And
right.
she was saying, I don't know how she got it, but it was one of the perks of her being such a medal-winning journalist. At 16, somehow she got a Corvette. And I can just see her now on Johnny Carson smiling. You know, like I said, a big, toothy smile she has. And
uh-huh.
I was like, wow, 16 years old and a Corvette.
Awesome.
So I
sure have been praying for her. So I'm glad she's doing better. Her daughters have been providing reports, and they say she's doing. Even though she's still in ICU, she is improving and not dependent on, you know, on technology,
she's
you know,
no
the breathing machines
that,
and stuff.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
Say she's no longer on that ventilator thing, is she?
Right. That's what I hear. She's not dependent on certain things, so that's a good sign. I've definitely been praying for her. So let's all continue to pray for her continued healing. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I was praying. Yes. Mm. So I didn't. Wow. But I know Suzanne Summer. You never. She's reminding me of my sister, who you were very close with, one of your best friends. Suzanne Summer, you would honestly, when I would see her in recent months, years, I didn't even think about her being sick with cancer, fighting cancer up and down so many years. Because whenever I would see her on social media or on talk shows, she just seemed like she was feeling great. And
mm-hmm.
she might not have been feeling good, but she stayed, you know, in good spirits. And I had just heard on Sherry's show before we came on air, her husband had written her a note yesterday. She read the note and she passed away in her sleep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that is amazing to stay so strong.
Mm-hmm. I remember she gave an interview where her son was feeling like when she first married her husband, her second husband, that her son felt like she was giving more attention to her husband than her son. And
right.
A little bit of a conflict, but she had to convince her son that she loved him as much as she did her husband.
Right.
Dude, I didn't realize he was such a nice-looking man until I saw a picture of him online either yesterday or today.
To my her husband?
Uh-huh.
Right, and they both age very gracefully. Yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, but her
so what else would you
really
like to share with us? Before are you ready to talk about what else would you like to share with us? How have you, I know you've been on one of your amazing group lunches since we last talked.
No, let me see. Where did we go the last time?
It was in Carrollton.
I think that okay. The last one, yeah, the last one was just Kalitha and me. Nobody else could make it, and the food was very, very good. It was a Tex-Mex restaurant called Mina's. Service was terrible, but the food was very good. Mhm. I had shrimp quesadillas, and I got a lot.
I seen your shrimp. Oh my God, it looked so delicious.
Uh-huh. It was very, very good. Their guacamole was good. Now, they were kind of stingy with the chips and salsa. When you go to Tex-Mex restaurants, the Mexican restaurants, they usually bring out a big, big basket of chips and salsa. And the salsa, my mouth is, I like really spicy food, really hot, spicy food. And the sauce was a little bland for me. I think it was fine for Kalitha because not everybody can eat food as spicy as I like it. But it was small containers of salsa. I don't know why they served it that small. But my food was good. Kalitha said her food was good, but our waiter wouldn't come back. You know, he brought the food, and he would not come back to see if there was anything we needed. I think Kalitha wanted some more tea, and she kind of had
this that's me. Right.
Well, she had to flag him down to get some more tea. And after that, you know, he just left us there. He would not come back to see how we were doing or if everything was okay or anything like that. And I was paying with cash. We had separate checks. And I was paying with cash. I was going to give him a $2 tip, and Kalitha was paying with her credit card, so I just gave her my cash since he wouldn't, you know, come back to split the ticket. And she said she wasn't leaving the tip. She wasn't doing anything. So my bill came to $20 because I had ordered a beer. And he didn't stop back. You know, I didn't want another beer, but since we had beverages.
But you're supposed to check back on your guests.
Uh-huh. And when he bought the ticket, I think that was when Kalitha told him she did want dessert. And I think the dessert menu was extremely, I remember now, because they had advertised a warm brownie with a scoop of ice cream. And he did tell me that they did not have the brownie. There was no brownie. And he tried to get me to order tres leches cake, which I don't like. And Kalitha ordered it. Uh-huh. And so I think she said it tasted pretty good, and she asked for it to go, a takeout container. But I gave her my $25, and she said she was not leaving him a tip. So I really did enjoy my quesadillas, and the guacamole that came with it was very, very good. I would like to go back.
I love guacamole. I love guac.
Me too, but I don't think I'll go back. Our waiter was just too inattentive to me, and I don't know why, because the place absolutely was not crowded. We got there at 11:30. I think I arrived about 11:35 because the place was so close to me. Until I just assumed that I could get there. So, I know what. I went to the bank before I went there. and I wasn't expecting to stay at the bank as long as I did because I was just using the ATM. But the place was not crowded. It was not crowded because we got there early. But I just don't know why our waiter was so inattentive. But if you want some good Tex-Mex food, I do recommend it.
But the service so those that do go, maybe the waiter will be more attentive, or you all get another waiter or waitress.
And yeah, as far as the food, I highly recommend the food.
And she found it in your neighborhood, in your area.
Yeah, she works in Carrollton on Dallas Parkway, and I guess they eat lunch in Carrollton all the time because she knows quite a few restaurants up in this area. So she had been there before, she and some coworkers.
So it's third Saturday. Where are you going this weekend?
This one will be at Bone Daddy's Barbecue.
Okay.
I've never been there, and the other ladies did not mention that they have been there. So I'm hoping it'll be enjoyable and good food. I think it's a chain restaurant.
Where's Bone Daddy?
It's in Dallas, up here in far north Dallas, at Spring Valley and I think Central Expressway.
Oh, good. I like that area. That's one of my favorite areas. Look, at first it was sounding like it might be in Deep Ellum. I was like, you're going to Deep Ellum?
That might be
in Deep Ellum. But, oh, yeah, I like Spring Valley area, Central.
Yeah, I don't really like doing Deep Ellum. Because it's kind of dangerous down there to me now. People say if you go during the daytime, you really don't have anything to worry about. I don't know. Criminals don't care what time of day or night they commit crime.
Right.
And Deep Ellum has had a lot of shootings. And sometimes the person that they're aiming at is not the person to get hit. It's an innocent bystander or somebody that just happened to be in the path of the bullet.
That is something. Right, because the short time I was there early last year visiting with our late Tommy, seemed like the only negative news I heard was came from Deep Ellum area. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
And people, I don't think, realize this, but when they first reopened that area, you know, as a tourist area back in the early 2000s, or was it not in the 90s, I think like maybe 1992 or 93 or something like that, Deep Ellum was kind of dangerous back then. And
right.
As more businesses moved in, I think it was supposed to have gotten safer because I had a friend that used to like to go down there. And it was dark. It didn't have a lot of good lighting. And I just didn't feel comfortable. I've never felt comfortable in Deep Ellum, even though I've gone down there with other people who wanted to go. I just be kind of like on my P's and Q's, constantly looking and hoping nothing happens.
Yeah, I talk about Deep Ellum much, but, yeah, I never frequented there. You know how I had my favorite places to frequent. I never frequented there. Even though some of my artsy friends like there. And then, friends that I network with and know that's in real estate, oh, my God. The cost of living is very expensive in Deep Ellum, too. You're right, for the crime to be on such a rise.
The entire area of Dallas has gotten terribly expensive, which surprises me because it was so affordable when I first moved here. But like rent has gone exponentially, and just entertainment, like regular restaurants, the food is really overpriced to me now. I don't know if it's because they're paying servers more, which I doubt, but
right.
A lot of
gotta earn those tips. Right.
But they're saying that the owners are saying that the food that they, you know, use or serve has gone up. Prices of food has gone up. Transportation, I guess, getting the food to the restaurant has gone up. So, of course, they pass that along to the customer. And apparently
right.
there are a lot of high-wage earners here who can afford to eat out a lot.
Right.
And the price is no object.
But look, even those people complain because, you know, I have some high-earned friends over there, millionaire friends. They're like, I don't know about this. You know, you're right. Mm-hmm. So if those people complain, then the ones who's living paycheck to paycheck need to wake up about eating out so often.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wow. So here, the restaurant owners say, they still say COVID, the pandemic, inflation, is, you know, and to buy the food wholesale, the price is going up. So that's what some of my favorite restaurants tell me why their food have gone up half, you know, like something that I paid a certain price for before the pandemic and before inflation is now double the price. So they tell me those are the two main reasons. And I guess also
yeah,
they
I
add
think,
fuel also in the mix.
Yeah, I think those are some of the same reasons that they give over here. Everything is costing them more, and they don't have any choice except to pass it along to the consumer.
And you make a good point. Therefore, give good customer service. Because if people have to decide, that's going to be the deal breaker.
Yeah, and I think sometimes owners don't know that their servers are giving poor service. They may not be aware. So they need to look at Yelp and TripAdvisor and these other places that give reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you can lose business by having bad employees. They will run your customers off, and you won't have any idea why. And then sometimes
when the owner's in their presence or the manager's in their presence, they will give be like a good child. But then when the owner or the manager turn their back, it's a whole nother story. Right, because sometimes the managers and owners don't know unless they have cameras up, and still they're not paying attention to that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I've been in one of your favorite places, Dollar Tree, Meadowbrook Mark, and Maywood Mark, and I must say the managers and staff were on point. So Dollar Tree here in Jackson, Mississippi, your Dollar Tree managers and staff are very kind and courteous, and like you say, Cousin Linda, about human contact, even fellow customers and I acknowledge that and acknowledge how we love the human contact, even to talk to one another, because all places people don't feel comfortable even to look at one another and speak and conversate. So, so how's your Dollar Tree? You said you and the worker have become friendly to one another.
Yeah, I like my Dollar Tree. There's one that's not too far from where I live, and it's in the Carrollton part of this Dallas area. And I was just surprised. Real junky, and the floor was nasty, and they had a male cashier who was not friendly. But now the one that I go to down in, I think that is Carrollton, the way these boundaries run, it's hard to tell what city you're in. But it's one down the street from me, and they pretty much have friendly people because the cashier, the one that's from Michigan, sometimes she's friendly, sometimes she isn't.
Oh, yeah,
But, you know, when they have, like, somebody else there, they're pretty friendly, and the store is always clean, and the shelves
right.
are always stocked. Now, this one that's closer to me, the shelves are not always stocked. go in there and what you're looking for you can't find because they're out of it or they haven't put it out or whatever. But the one that I have to drive a little bit to get to down the street, it's pretty consistent. Now, every now and then they will be out of what I like, because I like soft peppermint candy. And the other day when I was in there, they didn't have it. But I was like, well, maybe today is not the day that supplies come in or whatever. But
right.
It's usually pretty consistent. I can pretty much count on getting what I want.
Right. So it had been a while since I had been in the one in Meadowbrook, and it's always clean anyway. And so I was glad to see that they still have their mail manager, who's been manager for since forever. And so he was busy stocking, and the store was very clean and neat and on point. And the one line had got long, and he stopped doing all the stocking and went behind the counter and opened up for myself and others. So and the one at Maywood Mart, close to Massage Gym and Logan Farms, across from Highland Village, one of my neighbors and I went in there, and you could put like four of the one at Meadowbrook inside this one. But the manager, Judy, and her staff, Heather, and so on, it might be a big store, but it was very clean and organized, and it was packed. But they were doing it, and the merchandise. I mean, it's a lot of stuff in that one. It's probably big like the one that you go to. I mean, but everything was in place and neat and easy to find. Even things you don't need to find. You know, impulse items. You can find the things you need to find and find things that, oh, my God, I know better, but let me get this. But, yeah, so those stores that are not clean and neat, you all get on point. Because I'm sure Family Dollar is very strict about that. Dollar Tree. I shop Family Dollars right down the street, and I know they're owned by the same company. You know, Dollar Tree bought out the Family Dollars. Do you have a Family Dollar in your neighborhood? Whenever you talk about Family Dollars, and I love Family Dollars.
I think they still have them. I stopped shopping at Family Dollar. Their prices just got too high for me.
Oh.
I couldn't see where that was a dollar store. By no means.
Right. Right. And I like how Family Dollar have the $5 items. You mentioned that to me before with the $5. So the $5 items are very nice.
Well, sometimes I don't want to pay $5. I'm happy with that dollar.
Right. Right, because when I first noticed it, I'm like, wait a second. It's not $1.25, it's $5. But then I'm like, okay, I see where they're going with this.
Yeah, they
right,
were.
Right, because call it the dollar, $5 tree store then, huh?
$15 Family Dollar, because that's like 99-cent store. They haven't been 99-cent store, and I can't tell when. I call them the $15.99 store.
Right, because look, and you're right about that, because when we go in there just to spend $5, we come out spending $15, $20, and $30.
Well, I mean, that's the price of their merchandise. And see, whereas Dollar Tree only
charges. I didn't see anything for $15. I seen items $5, but I didn't see anything.
99 cents. You need to come to my 99-cent store, and you will see these type of. It's like Dollar Tree has their prices are $1.25. 99-cent store, their base price is $1.48. And so everything. The only thing I saw that was 99-cent was Dove soap, and I hope that doesn't go up. But if you go in there looking to pay 99 cents, you can pretty much forget it, because if you're going to pay at least $1.48, just like a 6-pack of bottled water, and it's the same brand, you're going to pay maybe more than $1.48 at 99-cent store. Even though that's just 2 minutes from me, I still drive down the street and go down to Dollar Tree and get it for $1.25.
Right. And, I bought a case. I bought a case, which was 4 cases of 6, at Dollar Tree, and it was $5. My friend who was with me, she thought I was paying too much, but I thought that was pretty cool. The worker and I was like, how much is your water? And because I need some water. And she was like, $5 if you get the whole case. She said, you know, and I was like, okay. And so she said, but I got to scan them one at a time, you know, the six packs, you know, four six packs. So I thought $5 was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. But if you go to, like I said, 99-cent store, don't expect to find anything up in there for 99 cents because it hadn't been 99 cents, and I can't tell when.
Wow.
And when I mean, I literally saw stuff that was $14.99 in there, and I was just shocked. And if you go to pick up, like, trash bags, is $4.99. You have to be really careful and make sure you're looking correctly at the price, because you'll be paying $5 or something, and you'll be thinking that it's $1.48, and it's actually $5. Like when you go to Dollar Tree and their cold medicine and painkiller, you know, medications, the $1.25. You go in 99-cent store, you can pay $4.79, $5.79.
That's Walmart.
And,
Walmart cheaper than that. Whoa. I'm so grateful. I bought Good Sense 15 tall kitchen bags for $1.25 at Dollar Tree. I mean, that's a blessing. Whoa.
My Walmart is, because I go between Winco and Walmart. And Winco sometimes is more expensive than Walmart. You just never know. That's why I have to go to all these different stores. Because when I'm in one, if I think the price is more than I want to pay, I'm like, well, let me go to blah, blah, blah and see if they have it any cheaper. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Because I'm just not going to pay ridiculous prices when I know I'm being overcharged. I'll wait until the price comes down, because sometimes they will lower the price if stuff is not moving. And if they don't, I figure I can just do without it.
Right. Whoa. 99 cents. Not 99 cents at all. So but they definitely not, look, they're not competing with Dollar Tree. I went to Walgreens last Tuesday, as you know, to get my shots. And I'm like you. And my late mom and our Aunt Mildred, you know, I love Walgreens, but I noticed that chef could have been a little fuller also, but you know, I love Walgreens, but I miss some of the perks that we used to get in the sales.
I really miss them. I haven't been to Walgreens in a good while.
And I'm sure one is near you.
Oh, right around the corner. That's why I like my location. People keep asking me, why don't I move? And I'm like, well, for what? Everything I want or need is very, very close to where I live.
Right. And that's what I love. I love areas like that. Like my friends that live close to Highland Village and Northside Drive area. I'm like, you are just in North Jackson, Ridgewood area. Right there at the county lines of Hines and Madison, all those areas, you can live privately but be close to everything.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't like having to drive a long way just to get the basics. And I'm close to a lot of restaurants and fast food restaurants, and it's just convenient.
Right. So you all know we had to tend to talk about shopping and customer service, and that is very important every day of the year, but especially during this holiday season where people are holiday shopping, which they've been holiday shopping since July. Cousin Linda, this year has been a year where all the holidays are bundled together. This is whoa. And you heard me speak of the chatter and his wife who called in yesterday as Pastor Dungey, you know, senior CEO, and I was talking, and we were talking about holiday season, and we were talking about the end of the year, and the chatter mentioned we're 224, and we were talking about the holidays. He was like, I'm on Valentine's Day because I'm like, I'm sure the stores are waiting. I'm sure they're waiting because when you go in these stores, all the holidays are displayed. All the holidays up until New Year's. So he's right. Valentine's Day and Easter, they're ready to put them out already because we have fall out. We have Halloween out. We have Thanksgiving out. We have Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah. We have all. When you go in stores, you see everything at once. It used to be like a pace, like a momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And you called it like that long ago.
Oh, yeah, before one holiday ends. And I can understand them wanting to get a jump on something, but do we need 3 and 4 holidays at one time? They, to me, seems like everything just starts busting out right after the 4th of July. They
right.
can't wait to start springing into the fall holiday season. And I've been seeing on like QVC or whatever when I'm flipping channels, they've been talking about Christmas ever since June, I think.
Right.
They don't even wait for the Christmas in July special. And that used to be like just Christmas in July, and then people waited until after Thanksgiving to really bring out that Christmas stuff. And, you know, and I told you we have Black Friday sales year-round.
Right, that's going on now. And as you
mm-hmm.
and I discussed when I mentioned it to you, now it's not just Christmas in July. It is actually a holiday. July the 25th is Christmas in July, where people celebrate
mm-hmm.
as if it's Christmas.
I posted a YouTube video that addresses this, how certain, I don't know, entities, I guess for lack of a better word, have created this type of living to keep businesses going. Supposedly, it's about the family and all that, but these economies are spending. And you got so many retailers out there that if you don't spend, they're not going to be in business. So they encourage you to spend. They create these things where you want to desire them, like certain designers and certain brands or whatever. And I am brand loyal because certain
right.
brands to me are better than what we used to call brand X. A lot of times
right.
I just cannot off-brand. It's like I can't do off-brand ketchup or mustard. I can
right.
use off-brand laundry detergent because my clothes aren't dirty in the first place. You know, I've just worn them one time,
right.
maybe twice, a pair of jeans, and anything will clean them. But some brands, you know, I have to have. But if you just look at TV, it's commercial after commercial after commercial. Buy this. You need this. You got to have that. And some people get into their brains where they've got to be the first kid on the block to have the latest iPhone or the latest television set. And I've always, well, not always, but since, you know, big screen TVs, when that got to be the thing, I was just like, how many television sets do you need? TVs don't break
That's
down.
What some comedians
like
asked. That was some comedians asked that question, too. Like, how many TV sets, flat screen TV sets do you need?
Yeah, you've got 65 inches. You've got an 85 inch. Do you really need a 120 inch? And how many times do you need to get a new iPhone or a new Samsung Galaxy or whatever? And some, you know, we're just really polluting the earth with all these items that have become disposable. And I'm just not one who has to have the latest and greatest and the newest and the best, because a lot of it is just hype. But that has been ingrained into us. And a lot of times we don't look at how much of this stuff goes into landfills.
And so many areas have problems with their landfills now. Right.
Yeah, there is just no more space. And then all these items that use batteries, they said, you know, you can't just dispose of a battery. There's certain ways that batteries have to be disposed of. And, you know, different things. And a lot of people don't recycle. We have so-called recycling bins over here, and I don't even pay that any attention. I forget about it, for one thing, because everything is in my plastic trash bag, and it's just easier for me to put everything in that one bag. When they first got the recycling bin, I tried to do it, but like cardboard. You know, when you order something from Amazon or whomever and it comes in a cardboard box, well, I would like to just take the cardboard box and put it in the recycle bin, but they want you to, you know, to disassemble it and make it small because the little hole that you put it in is very small. You can't just dump stuff in there. And that's too much trouble for me to be trying to disassemble or smash a box down to try to get it in that little hole.
Right.
Some clothes are hard to dispose of as far as recycling. They said a lot of clothes, they have man-made materials. It's no longer just silk, wool, and linen. You got all
right.
these fabric, polyester, and they're made, they're oil-based, and they don't disintegrate or dissolve naturally like a natural fiber would. But I mean, even I'm guilty of this. I have a lot of clothes that I don't wear, and I'm probably not going to wear them because I don't go anywhere to wear them. I have really, really nice suits, and pretty much nothing requires a suit anymore. And I just have all these clothes that I'm hanging on to. I guess I could give them to somebody or try to sell them. But I don't know why I bought all these clothes in the first place, and shoes and boots and coats. And the average person has a lot of stuff like that.
Right. So that those are important mindful tips that you are sharing. Any this is the holiday season, and so I know growing up I used to hear some of our relatives say that they would lose weight so they could eat because they plan on eating a lot for the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the holiday events in between. So any advice for those that want to manage their weight or prevent weight gain or lose weight for the holidays because they know they're going to enjoy eating a little bit too much.
If you're going to lose weight, I suggest you start now. And, you know, my word, moderation, eat everything, but just eat smaller portions. Because you don't want to just get so stuffed until you're miserable and you can't move.
Right. Right.
So.
And watch your calorie intake. And you don't have to be a calorie counter because I'm one of those people, too. I'm not a big fan of counting calories, but like Cousin Linda states, when you eat in moderation, you know you're not eating a lot of calories. And, you know, so you eat in moderation.
And try to get more physical activity. And I don't necessarily mean exercising. But when you go to the grocery store or to Best Buy, wherever, don't just ride around until you find that parking space that's the closest to the door. Park way down away from the store. And those few extra steps might help. And if possible, don't take the elevator, take the stairs. And you'd be surprised at how just walking a little briskly and walking a little bit further will help you. And I mean, I'm not one to talk because a lot of times don't follow my own advice, But
right.
I noticed that I'm not as heavy.
And that's why
as
it's important for us to discuss this, because we understand the do's and the don'ts and what works and what doesn't work. And listen to your body. Be mindful of what your body is and how it operates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you are perfect
lately,
to share with us.
Yeah, I've been looking at some pictures online just a few years ago when I wasn't as the size that I am now. Because I can still squeeze up into my size 12, but I think a 14 might be more comfortable, and that's just around my hips. And
in pictures, you don't even look like a 12 or 14. In pictures, you look like you're maybe a 10. You don't look like you're a 12 or 14, but you said it's your hips, okay?
Yeah, and that's hereditary. You know, some people,
right.
Some ladies in the family might have a few more hips than others. And I don't think that comes from eating, because I really don't eat that much that I would be gaining weight.
Yeah,
because
you're one of them. I'm one of them that didn't get the hips. But, you're one of the blessed ones that got those nice hips.
I thought you had and you didn't get
no,
any.
I had to work hard on them. I got those arms. I inherited our nice arms.
Okay.
I got those arms. I love those arms. I love the arms that the women in the family have, but I didn't get the hips.
I guess that came from your daddy's side then.
But I have to work on my hips. Even working on losing my weight now. Right, you all have that nice waist. So, yeah, I have to work on keeping my waistline right, so that's what I'm focusing on now. But I like what you're saying, because it's not the dieting, it's changing your lifestyle, changing our habits,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm looking at in eating well. What you're saying is just make little steps, and then that can just become part of your life.
Yeah,
I've been doing the Salt Bae diet since June 22nd, and I have told him, I am so blessed, I'm so happy. Because it's a lifestyle change, though, and it's not easy when we have to break these habits, like you mentioned, Cousin Linda, eating in moderation, smaller portion sizes. It's not easy, and his diet is an intermediate diet, and which you discussed, too, like the Mediterranean diet and so on. So, but we have to eat healthy, and it's a lifestyle change, because if we just diet, that's how we regain weight. That's how we go back to the bad habits. And what
mm-hmm.
Cousin Linda's talking about, it's her lifestyle. She parks at the end of the parking lot. She would take the staircase instead of the escalator or the elevator.
I will take the stairs in a minute. And I always look for a parking space that's way down there. And people will get angry. Because they think that you're trying to get that parking space that's right up there at the front, the one that they want, and they'll be trying to bogart the space, so they'll come in from a different direction. And I'm saying to myself, I don't even want that parking space. And this
right.
is sad, but some people have that handicap placard and don't even need it.
Oh, my God. And not handicapped
and,
at all. I know people like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
A few steps won't matter if you park that far. This is not something you're going to do every day. So I don't know. I just like to park way down there away from the door so I can get a few extra steps in.
Right. You're right. I have seen people with the handicap thing hanging in their car on their mirror. Like, I didn't know you were disabled. I'm not, but it's for me to get good parking. Or, it's not mine. It's my mama's or my aunt's or somebody. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, which is not funny, but, like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe you. Don't you have a conscience at least?
And my
get
thing
the next
is,
spot next to the handicap spot. The next spot next the spot next to the handicap spot is good. Oh, my God, you don't have to go that far out.
Well, I'm so thankful to God that I don't need a handicapped space.
Right.
And that I'm not in constant pain and agony. It, now, every now and then I do take a painkiller for whatever reason. I think maybe, you know, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I'm still. And I can easily take a little a leave or whatever. But, I mean, if I don't take it and just forget about how stiff I am, I can just walk around my apartment a few minutes and I'm no longer stiff. And I'm just grateful and thankful that I don't have to have a walker and crutches. And because one of my ladies that I used to work with a long time ago, I talked to her a few weeks ago. And we were talking about health, and so she was saying that I think when we worked together, she had really bad back problems. And now she was saying that she's using crutches. She makes sure she has a pair of crutches in her apartment and crutches, a pair of crutches in her car. And I'm just saying, Lord, I'm thankful. I don't need crutches or a walker. And some of these people are 5, 6, sometimes 10 years younger than I am, but they need these medical aids.
Right. And that's what I tell my friends and neighbors that that are, because we never discuss your age, and look, I'm again not to discuss my age, but we're grateful to be alive. But my neighbors and friends that are 20 years older than me, I tell them, well, why are you doing all this like that? I'm like, I want to stay active and be fine and be active like you. You know, I'm like, because you're right, there are too many young people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, just broken down. And I'm like, my back, I'm like you, I only take like a little pain relief for my back because of when I had fallen, when I worked at Choctaw and Durant, and also went to exercise and trying to get back in shape. That's why I tell people, don't get out of shape. And if you get sick, you get back on it. You stand back up and get back in shape, get back healthy. Because you don't want to get like Cousin Linda is talking about with her friend, and many of us know people, and many of the listeners I know are experiencing that. Do not give up and get yourself back together. So that's what I'm doing too, because we don't want to be disabled if we don't have to be. And it takes a lot of prayer, and it's painful too to get back in shape, but you got to do it. Because, yeah, my muscles get sore. But you got it. But when you're right, Cousin Linda, when you walk around or you exercise or do some stretches, then your back and your legs and your limbs feel good. So we must focus on flexibility, you all.
Mm-hmm.
And Cousin Linda, you ever see that Marie Osmond commercial, InstaFlex? I ordered that little sample the other day. I ordered that little sample of the joint and bone. Over the counter medicine that she takes the other day. So I hope my little sample get here before the end of the week.
Okay. And sometimes
have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen
no,
that commercial?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't. And sometimes when I think maybe I'm stiff or might stiffen up, I will take a nice Epsom salts bath, and I also have some dead sea salt. I used to order them from Israel, but it takes so long to get stuff from Israel. And I'm like, I can just get this stuff right here in the States because I can order from Amazon. So I ordered some dead sea salt from Amazon. And I will, people say, you know, soak in really hot water. I don't. I'll get it pretty warm, not lukewarm, but really, really warm, and soak in some dead sea salts. And if I run out of them, I still have some Epsom salts. You know, just soak for a good hour. And
I soak in pretty steamy baths. Yeah, I do the same, but my baths are pretty steamy. And I do let my showers get kind of cold. And I see these people, I see many people are into these cold showers and ice. Do you think you could ever do the ice tub thing?
No. There is no way. No.
Sabe does the, I know Sabe does the hot baths, but he after his cardio, he does the ice baths. And I'm like, wow, that's mind over matter. I know Mark Consuelos did it recently on a challenge on live with Kelly and Mark. And one of the football player that used to gunk and his girlfriend, they competed on Good Morning America during that ice challenge. But I don't, I don't know. Did they say it's healthy? But oh my goodness.
No, I can't do that. And I've seen the Polar Bear Club. You know, I think it's what, January the 1st or
right
around there, where they jump into that ocean, or not ocean, but lake that's frozen, and or it's very, very, very cold, and they go jumping off in that. No, I can't do that. There is no way.
Right. Now, the steamy hot I can do, but right, right. The closest I can get is like a cool shower when my water turns cooling, a little cold. But just putting my body, submerging my body in it, oh, my God. But you learn a lot about your mind and your brain. That takes you on a whole another level.
Mm-hmm.
But we discussed the hefty plate method, and the hefty plate method refers to filling half your plate with veggies, a quarter with whole grains, and the last quarter with a lean protein. And this strategy makes portion control easy without measuring every. So be conscious of sugar and alcohol intake, and that can help too. So, I had to beat a sugar addiction this past couple of years, and, yay, I'm so glad I beat that. But you're right, I still do like Splenda, but I do honey. And then I seen something today where on Instagram where one so-called expert not even recommending honey, saying honey's not the best thing. Like, okay.
I didn't jump on the honey bandwagon back there. And I mean, I've never really liked the taste of honey. But
I like honey.
When I was eating cereal, if it was cereal like Raisin Bran or shredded wheat or something, I do want a little sweetness on there, and I would use honey rather than sugar. But I don't do cereal anymore, so that helped me to eliminate milk from my diet, because I just don't care for milk and I don't really need it. Because we've been brought up in this country to think that milk is healthy, and for some people it may be.
Right.
But it has a lot of other ingredients in it and a lot of sugar in it. And when
even in 2%, because I'm a 2%er, but you can even taste the sugar in the 2%.
Yeah. When I was eating cereal, I always bought the 2% milk unless they were out. Sometimes I'd get 1%, which looked like water, colored water. But I
mother loves skim milk, and I used to joke with Mom, like, that looked like breast milk. Mother likes skim milk. Yeah.
No, so I'm glad I don't do cereal anymore, which might be even worse. I'm eating these breakfast bars that I told you about. And sometimes they're at a price I want to pay, and sometimes they're not, so I'll get a substitute, which they are way too sweet, and I'll eat just a half of one rather than a whole one. And then I was
so have they been saying that they're good sale price recently? Nature's Valley, what brand have you been buying? What's the brand?
I think it was Nature's Valley. No, they're not on sale.
Right.
I don't think they go on sale. Now, Walmart.
Right, because I know when you mentioned them, I did find them on sale on Amazon, where you could get like a buck for a really good price. But that is something, how they would switch up the price for you. So, yeah, so whenever you catch them on sale, just buy them all.
Winco is still selling them for $4.30-something for 5 or 6. But Walmart has them for $6-something, but you get a pack of 10. So if I'm going to buy them, I will buy them at Walmart. The price stays consistent because I don't think a lot of people are purchasing these items. And like I said, if people are not purchasing stuff, the price will remain the same or go down because of the law of supply and demand. But if you go into the store and buy the same item, they're going to sneak the price up on you. And I know how the game is played. And like I said, that's stuff I can do without. I don't have to have it.
So what's our the show just concluded. The show just concluded. So what's the alternative that you been buying?
Let me look at these things. You get, I think, 6 of them, and And I got them at Dollar Tree, I think. Let's see here. They are called Sunbelt Bakery. And you get eight of them. And I may have bought these. I may have bought these at 99 cent store for, I think, about $2 and something. But you get eight of them. Soft baked bars, sweet fruit filling. It's just something to go along with my hot green tea in the morning, because I don't want to drink just green tea by itself. I need something to go with it, and I'll get those breakfast bar things. How come you haven't been calling in to the prayer line?
I have. I have been calling in.
Well,
I'm calling when we hang up, too. I called in this morning at the end. I think Sister Hopkins was praying when I called in. Because my church that I'm a member of, they had been having prayer lines, too, at 6 o'clock. And, you know, when my phone was off, I was unable to call. So I had called into my church prayer line, and the it was led by some people in Oklahoma. And it ended at 7, and I called in. And I said something at the end because Missionary Bolden messaged me, and she said, "Did I just hear your voice?" I said, "You sure did," because Missionary Bolden heard me. And I'm going to call in now since we're concluding. You know, hopefully we still have some time to call in. But I called in Friday. First Lady prayed for me. I had a prayer request.
Okay,
I was wondering if
Friday,
you was on the call.
That's the day I'd be. I think I slept through
morning. I called in early Friday morning. I didn't call in the afternoon, but I called in Friday morning when Missionary Bolden usually be working. But I think she and her husband had to travel to a funeral or go somewhere to minister. And I was so glad First Lady, because I love it when First Lady prayed for me. That's an anointed woman. So I had some olive oil with Prophet call. I had me some olive oil and some bottled water. So I asked First Lady to pray over my olive oil and my bottled water, because I'd be anointing the house, me, the pets. I'd be anointing everything with that olive oil. And so I was wondering if you were on the call.
Friday morning, I just slept in, and Friday, you know, at 11 o'clock, that's, I'd be watching Hawaii 5-0. I said, that's hard.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be choosing Hawaii
5-0. I almost scheduled the show for us to do at 4, but Foodie Fun, but I didn't schedule it at all. But I did do Sunday. I had sent you the message that I was going to be on air yesterday, so Pastor Dunn, your CEO, and some other listeners called in.
Yeah, I think I was watching. It was something I was watching all the way through on TV on Sunday.
What?
I don't know what it was. I can't remember. But I started early Sunday from CBS Sunday morning on through. And then I like to watch the news, the 5 o'clock news, 5:30 news, and 60 Minutes. And then I flip over and start watching the British Mysteries on PBS. Filled up. Mhm.
Right. So today the last day for my church, El Cathedral, AME Zion, but it's like the nationwide conference. So I'm like, okay. I didn't do the 21 fast. I've been doing my own fasting, but it was a 21-day fast that my church had been doing. I thought I had sent you the information. When I had sent
you
the information about that.
Because, you know, messages. Like I said, a lot of times that stuff you send me on text messages, I can't open it.
I hope you were able to open. Look, when Istanbul sent that about send this to someone you would like to travel to Istanbul with. I had to send that to you. I was like, I hope she can see it. on Instagram, Istanbul had posted, send this to someone you would like to travel to Istanbul with. I'm like, only Cousin Linda. I was like, let me send this to her. Manifest that. I'll, manifest our trip. Manifest trust.
I just knew I was going to win some of that big Powerball money.
Right, because I even tried to, I went to the gas station that I bought your tickets at, and guess what? I thought they were sold out, and they said the systems were broken. And I'm like, I can't buy anything. They were like, no, we're broken. I'm like, wait a second, I was ready to win, so you all can get your pay too. So I did try to buy it, but I felt somebody would win, and somebody in California won.
Yeah, well, me and Jamie have come to the conclusion that it's rigged because that's the third $1 billion winner out there in California.
Right.
And,
but, you know what? I felt like they were listening to us. Remember that time we talked about them like a dog, about how people in the South don't win? And then in a few days, the Publix winner in Florida happened. Cousin Linda had convinced me. I'm like, it seemed like they heard us. Because I thought that winners do happen in Florida, and you brought to my attention not even Florida wins. And then, lo and behold, a Florida winner.
Well, we had a Mega Millions winner that won 340-something million just a few weeks ago in, I think it was San Antonio, Texas. And I was like, what? We had a Mega Millions big jackpot winner?
Wow.
Right here.
You said when the state of Texas usually have it, it usually happens close to Austin. Wow.
Yeah. Houston is the biggest winner. The Houston area, they have more winners down in Houston. But, yeah, that Austin, San Antonio, they win a lot.
So when we do buy the power play, it's important that we do that extra play, too, for a dollar, right, so we can win at least a million, right? So when I do buy a Powerball, I'm going to do that extra play.
Yeah, because you'll get at least $2 million on Powerball now. Mega Millions, you might get
I take 200,000.
If you hit five numbers, you'll get at least a million anyway. But if you do the power play.
Because we had those million winners here in Mississippi. Okay.
Because I had said that Jamie claims he's going to come to Jackson the end of this month. And I was saying we got to load up on the lottery tickets.
come win that money.
And I'm trying to figure out where would I suggest to him that we eat. I guess maybe the Mayflower or King Edward Hotel restaurant.
King Edward is good because I have eaten there. I have a friend right before the show calling me, telling me they just left Biloxi and almost here. And she asked me Thursday night, oh, where's a good place to eat when they come through Jackson? And I told her, good. They live in Galveston and in Oklahoma. One of my former coworkers married this. She's Filipino, and she married this wealthy white man, which she's kind of wealthy herself. But she married this real rich white man that owned houses in Dallas and Oklahoma and so on. They live in Galveston. And then I thought they was coming 20. And she said, well, we're going to leave Friday night and come Saturday morning. So I didn't know they were... It had left or not, because I hadn't heard anything, and I was going to prepare myself. I'm getting ready to do your work after we hang up and I listen to prayer. And right when the show was starting, because, you know, I try to be before time now, right when the show was starting, oh, we're on our way to Jackson with her Filipino accent, and I could hear her husband in the background. I'm like, well, I asked y'all to call me when you were made it to Biloxi. We spent the night in Biloxi. We left Biloxi about an hour and a half ago. We'll be in Jackson by 2:00. And I'm dressed in a sweater and leggings. I'm like, and they're going to Kosciuszko because her husband is from Kosciuszko. And I told him, I've been there once because that's where I met Oprah. I'm like, you all might have to catch me on the way back. You know, they just want to come through and say, hey, because they had asked me, where can we go for lunch and asking me to go after lunch. I'm dressed to do the yard. I had planned to do my hair and look nice and direct them. You know, I already suggested Char. I know you know about that restaurant in Highlands Village.
Yeah.
So I was going to mention Bravo or a couple other, if they really want some Southern comfort food, maybe Logan's. They don't mind going into that type of restaurant. But you're only giving me an hour to even prepare and get ready. So if they just want to come through and say hi and head on back to Kosciuszko, like you all might have to catch me when you come back from Kosciuszko. But you're right. King Edward Hotel, I believe you all probably will like that restaurant because the food is really good. They have a good pot roast there.
You think that's better than the Mayflower?
Well, you want? I haven't been to the Mayflower in ages, but it depends on what you all want to eat. And
oh,
look,
okay.
I know. Well, look, you are taking to a nice restaurant. And I know you're going to take him to Big Apple Inn.
Oh, my. I hadn't even thought about that. I guess we will swing by.
He cannot come to Jackson and not get some Big Apple Inn. And a mom and pop like Billy.
And a what?
Like a mom and pop, like a Bully type restaurant.
Oh, and Bully's is closed,
yeah.
Aren't they?
And look, when we talk about it, Jackson does have some nice places to dine at on whatever level you want to go.
Right.
Once we think about it, because you're like, I can't believe you didn't think about Big Apple Inn. Look, you got to initiate him. Tell him that we must initiate him. He must eat a smoke. And then he will become an honorary Jacksonian. That's how he become an honorary Jacksonian.
Well, we definitely got to get some catfish because whenever we go to restaurants here and I say, I can taste it. This is Mississippi Pond raised catfish. And they'll say, yes, it is. Yes, catfish from Mississippi.
And they'll ask you, how you know, huh?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm from Mississippi. I know what catfish is supposed to taste like. Not this stuff they
now,
use. Some of these restaurants over here use what they call.
Now, you might see me post. You might see me post a restaurant in my neighborhood right around the corner that I walk to, Henry's. You might know Henry. I can't think of Mr. Henry's last name. But he has the best pan trout and catfish right around the corner. But it's not a sit-down restaurant. You go in and get the food and leave. So, you know, pretty much like Big Apple Inn. His fish is delicious.
Catfish.
Sometimes I post the fish meals that I get. Look, I'm like so eager to eat it, I don't even think about taking a picture.
I know, I've never heard of Henry's. I'll have to Google them.
Uh-huh.
So,
right
and I
the corner. It's in my neighborhood. It's on Nakoma. It's on Nakoma.
On the corner
right
of
down
what?
The street. Yeah, but it's not a sit-down restaurant, you know, go in or we call in and get the food. I get the pan trout, but the catfish is good. And my sister get the catfish because she said the pan trout, you know, us women, it make us, the odor goes straight to our private parts.
Okay.
So, you know, Beverly. But I get the four-piece pan trout, and then they cook a good spaghetti that sells out quickly. The potato salad, they make their own tartar sauce. And I didn't even know they make their own tartar sauce until recently. I asked for some tartar sauce, and God come handed me, Mr. Henry's nephew handed me tartar sauce he made from scratch. Tastes like potato salad. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hmm. But, you know, there are a lot of places you can. That's why I sent you that Vince Jackson website info. Because there are a lot of places that specialize in the catfish.
Well, I didn't see. I don't think any of these places that you're talking about. I didn't get to see anything. But I didn't see no Henry's. I didn't see Big Apple Inn.
Didn't
see the King Edward and Mayflower and some other restaurants. I wasn't familiar with. I think they put Hal and Lukey's on there.
And do you ever see Johnny T's on Bell Collective? Johnny T's is on Ferry Street. He sells some of everything. I only been there once.
But he sells
some of everything, barbecue, fish, whatever represents Mississippi.
Well, is he open during the day?
Yes.
Okay, because I think I
Genesee's
did. Genesee's
Bistro.
See.
And you probably bump into a lot of people that you know, too, and meet
okay.
new friends. Yeah, because that's the it place. And you probably see that on, is that ever on Bell Collective? That should be a place that they feature on Bell Collective.
Well, you know, Bell Collective got canceled.
Oh.
It's been
wow.
done. Because I didn't know they had canceled it because they did a 5-week series on Essence Magazine at the time
uh-huh.
that Bell Collective was supposed to come on. So I was thinking that it was going to come back. But one of my Facebook friends had sent me a message, a text message, and or messenger message, one of them, and told me
uh-huh.
that Bell Collective canceled. And, you know, I ain't seen
oh.
nothing about it being canceled. So,
but
and
I haven't seen nothing here either. And I know I've seen Tamra Cerie. We have a new entertainment lifestyle show on Channel 3 that comes on at 3 p.m. And Tamra
mm-hmm.
Cerie was on with two other guys that she was collaborating with, some type of entertainment showcase. And I noticed that there was no mention of Bell Collective. I noticed that. And then I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
well, maybe she's just keeping her, you know, different businesses
so,
separate.
And,
but she, it
well,
was
my,
no mention of Bell Collective.
Well, me and my Facebook friend, Paul, because he was the one that would hip me to a lot of that fake stuff on there. And a lot of
right.
stuff I was
They shouldn't have been
because,
so fake.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you know, pretending they live in Jackson and they be, said some of the houses were Airbnb and a lot of them were not in Jackson and these so-called businesses that they were going to have and this business about bringing Ferris Street back and going to buy a street and all that was just fake. And, but as far as them being millionaires and stuff, no. And then they brought this Holly girl on there, Holly Cologne or whatever. That, a
yeah.
lot of her stuff was, because the woman that she had on there as her aunt, we don't even know her because we know Sandra Faye Holly that went to Lanier
yeah.
and graduated from there. And the woman that she had on there is Dr. Holly. I was like, that's not Sandra Faye. Mm-mm.
That's what I was wondering because none of the Hollies that I grew up with and knew, which, you know, the band director and grew up in my neighborhood, and that I know you know all the Hollies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, right, I'm like, well, who is she?
Mm-hmm. Well, it just was, I think maybe they didn't think that they were going to get all the Facebook stuff like me and Paul would be on there. Because Paul grew up what we call across the tracks. And I don't know if that was
mm-hmm.
the north end, but kind of close to downtown. I think he said Griffith Street and whatever other street on, you know, the other side of town. But he'd be putting on
mm-hmm.
there in a minute, no, that's not so-and-so and so. And me and him will be getting together, collaborating and talking about, that ain't right and so-and-so, that's fake. Mm-mm. Who are these people? Ain't nobody heard a half of them. And millionaires, and then what's the name?
And then you
Latrice.
Were like you said, you were born on Ferris Street, right?
Oh, right. And then Latrice was talking about she had to admit during the water crisis on one of the episodes that she actually did not live in Jackson, so therefore she wasn't affected by the water crisis. And like I said,
right.
I saw on something where they were saying that some of them houses be Airbnb.
Mm.
I think it just got exposed because yeah. I didn't even see anything about it.
I would like
countable.
To see. I would like to be behind producing, just like I need to start working on our documentary about Georgetown. But I would like for us to, you know, start filming documentaries and reality shows. But we got to be authentic because you're right. People gonna call you out, and so be authentic about the good, the bad, and in between. You know, don't
yeah,
be faking it.
No millionaire. Yeah,
and then
you
call
no
yourself
minute.
Reality TV, too.
Uh-huh. And so where is this restaurant that Miss Holly and her husband were going to be putting up in Jackson? Oh, and the real estate woman, So Gucci, And Paul would send me messages saying she wasn't registered or listed with none of the realtor listing agencies in Jackson. And she was supposed to been left out. Latrice didn't get so Gucci to sell her this building or what, a whole lot of mess. And that's when Paul was saying that he didn't even name listed as a realtor in Jackson. So I think too many, they didn't count on people doing investigations.
Their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know more, but you're right. Right. Look, they not talking about it being canceled here. I know that much. I can tell you that. Maybe they hope to get picked up again, but maybe they're going to try to regroup it and make it more reality.
I was waiting for it after the 5-week series of Essence, and next thing I know, they were doing Ready for Love, and the only reason I watched that was because it was filmed here in Dallas, and I ain't recognized nothing in Dallas hardly. I think I saw Mark and Honey.
Right, because whenever I hear about a reality show in Dallas, you know I'm all eyes and ears because I love to see the landmarks. Right.
Yeah,
and you didn't recognize anything.
I think they had about 10 or 12 episodes of Ready for Love in Dallas. And I kept thinking, well, okay, now that this is ended, then Bell Collective will come back. Well, they're doing Ready for Love in, I think, New Orleans. But I just haven't seen Bell Collective. Nothing about it. I Googled it and couldn't find anything. You know, it just gave information. It ain't said nothing about it. It was cool.
And I almost asked you about Bell Collective on air. And you would have said it was canceled. And I guess this would have been like, she lives in Jackson and don't even know.
Yeah, I don't really know.
They're like, you in Jackson, you don't even know it's been canceled. Oh, but I did know that she didn't mention Bell Collective on that on his local entertainment lifestyle show like our show. I noticed she didn't mention Bell Collective. I noticed that because I'm like, I wonder why she's not promoting Bell Collective. That's what I was saying to myself.
Well, I don't know anybody in Jackson who watched it. Now, the first season, Otha Kane would have the show live, Otha Kane live, and even he was on there criticizing them, making fun of them. And other people
and
would be.
And he Tambra Tareen. He used to be tight with her because he worked with her at 97. I seen him this morning at 90.1. That's where he and I work together at. I seen him at 90.1 in their studios this morning by 10 o'clock. Because I started to tag you, but I said she's probably watching them.
Well, I was watching it, but it wasn't really anything that I was interested in. And you can always go back and watch it later.
Me too.
And so
stopped watching right after he talked about them marching, about them trying to close the schools down. Yep.
Oh, I didn't get that far. The only thing I taught was at Jackson State.
Yeah, and the student got killed. You see where we had a homicide on campus. Kids not in school today because a student got killed.
That's just horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Homecoming week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And supposed to be like a good student, too. President of Men of Excellence in a fraternity. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I said, this is just a disgrace to Jackson.
Why? After a successful weekend,
then
this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hopefully things will get better there. I don't know when, but hopefully there's always hope.
Right. So you all going looking at the 27th weekend. Have you all resumed your search for a hotel room?
I'm not doing that. That's supposed to be Jamie. He's supposed to be paying for everything. So I guess he has, because the reason we didn't come this past weekend, you know, the rates were so high. And when he called saying, you know, I like to stay in nice hotels. I'm telling myself, he's a damn lie, because we didn't go to New Orleans one weekend because I had booked a room at the Royal Sonesta, and the rooms were $350-something a night. And Jamie just kept fussing and arguing me, but why you want to stay there? Are we going to be doing this sleeping? I said, Jamie, you can stay at another hotel. They had plenty of hotels in New Orleans that weekend for about 100 and something a night. I think maybe $150, $160. And I said, we do not have to stay at the same hotel. I've been wanting to stay at the Royal Sonesta for a long time, and that's where I booked
the reservation. You all might just stay at the King Edward Hotel, you know, since it, you might probably come out on a not-so-busy weekend.
He booked something up in Richland, and he'll always say, I can afford it. But this thing about, I like nice restaurants, nice hotels, but I'm just not going to pay $350-something a night. I said, no, I wouldn't either. Jackson's not worth it, and that's when I figured they had to have something going on, and that's when I found out it was the homecoming weekend, because that's what I had said. I said, it's got to be the fair and Jackson State homecoming and probably something in addition to that for rates to be so high.
A lot of festivals and events are happening, you know, with this holiday season.
Yeah, but see, he was trying to make it seem like, I only stay at Marriott. And I know he has a business credit card, the company he works for, business card. But he was talking about how he liked nice hotels, and that's a lie, because every time I would be talking to Jamie, it was always some inexpensive hotel, because I'd be telling him, we're going to stay here and we're going to stay there. Well, I know you can find something cheaper than that. Well, yeah, I could, but I don't want to. I like nice hotels. So this time he was talking about how, Aunt Linda, I love to stay at nice hotels. You know me. I said to myself, you lying. Because when we were told to go to New Orleans, it was several years ago. He didn't even have the decency to call me and tell me that he wasn't going. I had booked my non-refundable reservation at Royal Sonesta. I just happened to be on Facebook that morning, and he had put on there that his grandmama died, and he was going to have to go to her funeral. And so when I contacted him, I said, well, did you intend to tell me that you weren't going to New Orleans? Oh, I was supposed to stop everything I was doing and say, Aunt Linda, I can't go to New Orleans, because he was going to drive and say that, my grandmama died. I said, when my mother died, I contacted everybody I knew. I called people, and then I posted emails. I sent emails to everybody. And he knew my reservation was non-refundable. I think it had come to about $1,100 and some, and I had charged it to my credit card, thank God. And when I called the hotel to cancel, and I called the company that I booked. I think it was Orbit, or either Expedia or one of them. And they told me that with them, I had booked non-refundable, and they would not give me my money back. And so the girl said, I suggest you call the hotel itself and see if they will let you cancel through us. And I did. I called the hotel and said, a young man that was going to drive me down there, his grandmother died, and he can't make it. And I said, and I can't drive to New Orleans by myself. I don't know how to do that. I'm too old. And she said, ma'am, I understand, and we'll go ahead and cancel it. But Jamie just didn't want to go down there and spend no money on a decent hotel. So I have to be careful. That's why I had to
go. You said when you all was in Nuseret, you said, he said when he was at whatever one of these restaurants, said, we got money. You said, you got money.
I can afford it. I can afford it.
You took me.
He's got that bag. I can afford it. Because when he took me and this guy that he was dating to this restaurant in Dallas, Perry's, and Perry's is real expensive. And so we were in the restaurant, and so when the waiter gave us the menu and Jamie, and we can afford everything on here. I don't want you to think we can't afford it. And so I said, well, I'm sure he knows that if we couldn't afford it, we wouldn't be up in here. But he's got that bad saying, I can afford this. Well, Jamie, I'm sure you can. And he'll be bragging about how much money he makes. And it was the same way when he took me and Laverne over to this barbecue thing the other weekend. Looked like everybody he ran into, he didn't even know these people. He just strike up a conversation and start saying, well, my business partner's this, and we're buying some property, and we're going to build some townhomes, and I flip houses. And I said to myself, this is just so embarrassing. You know, I really appreciate Jamie, because there's so much that I would not have done if it hadn't been for him. But, you know, you don't need to be telling people about how much money you make. Number one, folks don't want to hear, and then a lot of them probably make 15 or 20 times more money than you do. So I don't know why he does that. I really don't.
Well, let me go in here, and, well, the prayer line might be ending, but sometimes they stay on extra. But my friend girl Maria and her husband, that she said they should be arriving in Jackson about 2. So they can come through and speak to me because I'm not dressed to go to lunch. When they come back from Kosciuszko, can do lunch with them. But I need to finish this yard because it's getting cold. So I need to finish this so I can be through with it. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I've been working hard in case you and Jamie come to the house. You know, look, this is my first real estate investment, too, my own home. So I'm like, I need to finish this backyard and this wood in the backyard. Some guy, my neighbor on the next street, need to chop up and put at the street. So it's cold out there, so I was letting it warm up, and here she come calling, and I'm like, okay, why you didn't call me when she knew they was checking into a hotel, because they like to travel. They have like a mobile home, too, and they travel around the country. But I said, let me know when you in Biloxi. Oh, we spent the night in Biloxi, but you ain't going to call me. It sound like they in Hattiesburg when they call. I'm like, okay. Mm. I'm like, you all might have to catch me on your way back because we video chatting, and she could see I got on a black beanie and some big sweater and some leggings and sneakers and getting ready to finish this backyard so I don't have to go back out there anytime soon during this cold weather. And so I can do my hair and look nice. Right.
Well, I'm going to make me a hot
because I would look. You know I'm ready to do lunch. If they had let me know, I would have been ready. You're right. Let's do lunch. And when they had said they were coming, I'm like, oh, my God, the fair's here in Jackson State. Because, you know, need to go to a couple museums or something. So hopefully you and Jamie can get a chance to visit some museums, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll
if he like that kind of stuff. If he like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, cousin, I'm on and let you go then.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put the makeup on. They might be through with prayer line. I'll call just to see, though, but they probably closed or have ended. Because I think one day I called Thursday, I think, and he ended it right at 103. I'm like, well, I was glad I called in. Yeah. But when I do phone call, I pray, and I don't talk as much as I used to. So, you know, let the God, the Holy Ghost really tell me, I want you to share this or say this, then I do. Yep. But but during our praise time, you will always hear me. Yep.
Okay. Well, all right, cousin, go on and take care of the yard, and I'm going to get some lunch.
Okay, I'm praying for you because I thought you had been working. I thought you had been doing the permanent work.
I have heard those people. I don't know what happened. I contacted them one time, and the lady's name is Miss Randall, and she said she wasn't at school that week, and she asked me if I was available to work the next week, and I said, yeah. She said, well, I'll tell Mr. O'Brien to put you in the system, and he didn't. I just happened to go online and see that they had 2 days available, and I grabbed them. But other than that, and when I got over there, he didn't say anything about, I need you the rest of the week or whatever. So I was like, it's in God's hands. I can't worry about it.
Right. Were you ever able to log into that site that she directed you to log into? I hate it when you can't get your work done.
Yeah, I finally found, I could get into it. Like I said, I found it on Google, and she finally sent me the right address. Then I couldn't find substitute teacher in Dallas. And, went through, I don't know how much. And so finally she pulled up something where I could get substitute teacher in Dallas, permanent substitute teacher in Dallas, when I went on and applied. And I couldn't really, I think I uploaded all my documents. And the way it is on my computer, sometimes I can't even tell what I'm uploading. But I think I did go ahead. Where else I apply, when it says upload your resume, I do. And so I don't know what the holdup is. I'm just waiting to hear something.
Yeah. Yeah, I know one of my friends that, you know, he's an entrepreneur and have his own business, but he does substitute teaching also. He used to teach, but you're like you said, that once a month, So he was like, he does work with Kelly Service. Did you say you're doing work with Kelly Service too?
Yeah.
But he said he does work with Kelly Service. And he said even with my associate degree and my 2 years at Jackson State, I could, but might be able to qualify to do some substitute teaching.
You feel it.
I thought you was working while I was off. Couldn't do anything. Well, a couple weeks I thought you were working, and I'm like, okay, she's working. I was sending you the information, the schedule, and then I just knew you was working because I could see you working. Right, so you're right. It's in God's hands, but devil, get your hands off her blessings too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be trying to block
keep
stuff.
Praying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you keep praying for me too. Yes, yes. Oh, we got to stop struggling. We got to overflow with abundance.
I know that's right. Yes, we have.
Yes. So that's what I've been doing, a lot of praying, a lot of affirmations, and trying to clean the atmosphere. Yes, and like you have shared your testimony, get myself right. You know, so don't be attracting stuff. Attract blessings. Don't attract no bad karma.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love you.
Love you too. And we'll probably talk. You broadcasting tomorrow?
Yes. And we're talking about. I'm glad you mentioned it. I need to schedule it because I told Pastor Dungey to get his people together. Also, I'll talk about entrepreneurs and small businesses. I'm going to promote what I do and promote like our favorite businesses and small businesses and places. Promote since it's the holiday season. Well, you know, let's try to put the word out for those that we like to shop with. And things that we do. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's focus on, what we always talk about. But literally, put it out there, places that we like to shop. And I'm going to promote because I need customers too. So, yeah. I told Pastor Don DCO, get his people to call in and promote their businesses and let's network. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's network. Mm-hmm. Networking, a networking mixer. That's what it'll be on the podcast. A networking podcast.
Okay.
So
well,
I'll hurry up and schedule it too.
Okay.
And of course, talk about our hot topic. It's Thankful Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay.
Okay,
well, bye bye.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye bye.